Now, Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state, but estimating just how many berries will come from a given harvest has been a time-consuming job for farmers.
But a new device designed by engineers at UW-Madison could make counting cranberries a lot easier. The technology relies on some of the same methods used for medical diagnosis and weather forecasting.
Benjamin Tilburg is an agricultural scientist for Ocean Spray Cranberries. He's based in Babcock, Wisconsin. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, I get why, if you're a farmer, you want to know how much of a crop you're going to get. Prior to this technology, how hard was it to estimate how many cranberries were showing up there on those plants?
Well, there's a little bit of history to this. I actually called Phil Brown today. He's a cranberry historian, local cranberry historian, and asked him the same question, related to the earliest record that he has on growers estimating crops. And he told me a story about Clarence Searles, who would carry around a homemade 1-foot by 1-foot metal frame with a red handkerchief tied to the corner so he wouldn't lose it. He would throw it out in the vines and count all the fruit in the square and then estimate based on a square foot in an acre and calculate the crop based on these measurements. Now, these growers and researchers still use this very archaic method today, but it's much more consistent in the beds that we have. And what I mean by that is the beds have fewer weeds, the varieties are more genetically uniform. But collecting that 1-foot by 1-foot square is still extremely laborious and not very accurate. Some growers just estimate by looking at the crop, but that can depend on how many layers of fruit are in the canopy.
Right, because you're trying to, in effect, look through the green part of the plant to see the berry part of the plant, right?
Right, right. And usually the canopy, cranberry canopy, is about 7 or 8 inches. And so the cranberries kind of lay anywhere from 2 to 3 inches below the canopy, kind of nestled in there nicely.
And so you thought there's got to be, we've got a lot of technology now, more sophisticated than a 1-foot bucket. You went looking for a better way to do this.
Yeah, after one season of collecting 4 squares on many, many beds and counting like 50,000 cranberries a season, I honestly, my back and my body said there just has to be a better way.
And so you went to some engineers at UW-Madison. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the cranberry industry is supported by specialists at UW-Madison, and we really have a great working relationship. So I looked across campus to the UW-Madison Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering and found Susan Hagness and John Bosk on the Internet and sent them an email. They responded, and we met in Madison, discussed whether microwave technology could be a way to count cranberries. I remember one of our meetings, carrying a 5-gallon bucket full of soil and vines a mile on campus because of parking so that John and Susan could see what kind of vegetative canopy the interrogation equipment had to measure through. So it was pretty interesting. But, after this meeting, Alex Hoffer, who was a PhD student, began testing the leaves and the fruit to investigate the feasibility, the contrast of the water content in the fruit versus the leaves to see if this would actually work.
So they're taking ideas. There's a lot of situations where you want to look through one thing to see the other thing in medicine, in weather. So they took some of those ideas and applied it to the cranberries, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just, this is a similar method used, Doppler radar, measuring the water content in the atmosphere. Well, we're measuring the water content in the cranberries. And, cranberries have, the fruit themselves has a 3-to-1 contrast in the physical basis of water content from the fruit to the berries. So that contrast allows the technology to work in a sense.
So the microwave rays bounce back differently from the leaves and the berries because of the different water content? Is that how it works?
Yes, exactly. Yep, there's a certain frequency that the the UW researchers, Susan, John, and Alex, they use, and that frequency bounces back, and they get a reading based on that. And then from that reading, Alex is currently developing an algorithm to match the waves that he receives off of the apparatus that we used this year, the prototype technology, and then the actual fruit that I collected, the squares of fruit that I collected. So I'm still collecting squares, but maybe soon I won't have to.
So what you said, the apparatus, what does this thing look like? Is it like some kind of science fiction microwave cranberry gun or a big box or what? What is this?
Well, it's just an aluminum waveguide, and it's kind of an interesting story of told by Alex, this waveguide that is actually owned by Susan and John. They had acquired it early on in their careers, and it had been sitting in the basement. Well, they had this prototype they had pulled out and said, hey, I think this is something that will work for this. So this waveguide is probably about 10 pounds, and they mounted a PVC mount on it so that way it could hover over the vines. And it's really only about 9 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches. So just a small metal box.
And Ben, you know, you had the farmers over here having this problem trying to count the berries. You've got these engineers who probably never thought about cranberry counting in their lives. What was it like to bridge the gap between those two to maybe find a solution that's going to make life a lot easier for the cranberry farmers?
Honestly, it was just a beautiful happening of researchers coming together and working across fields and coming up with a solution that can really help cranberry farmers, hopefully in the next few years, spatially map their beds. So it's pretty fantastic that way.
And more testing coming up this summer, I imagine.
Yes, this past year with funding from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board in Ocean Spray, we conducted a pilot study with a prototype waveguide on two central Wisconsin properties. The first generation prototype was mounted close to the ground, and measurements were taken from the PVC mounted waveguide. So this year in 2018, this next generation prototype will mount to a boom, which growers use to fertilize their beds.
Oh.
The boom's an 80-foot structure that hangs over the bed and delivers fertilizer and pesticides.
And we'll leave it there. Ben, thanks for joining us. That's Ben Tilburg, agricultural scientist for Ocean Spray. He's based in Babcock, Wisconsin, talking about a new way to count cranberries.